back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a good thing happened. Good thing happened yesterday. Trump's lawyers have, it's ruled, have got to pay about $175,000 for the frivolous election lawsuits they filed. It was over in Michigan, a federal judge, and it was Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and some of the others. They filed these lawsuits that said that the election was rigged, that it was corrupt, and that was fraudulent. That was fraudulent. Most of the other lawyers around the country did a two-step. They know that when you say something in court as a lawyer, and I'll tell you something, you do that, you have a duty of candor to the tribunal, that's the judge, and to the other lawyers. You have the duty of not only truthfulness, but candor. Candor, you can't mislead them. If you do, lawyers are kept to a higher standard. Everybody jokes about lawyers, but lawyers are kept to a higher standard. I've heard witnesses in court lie. I've never heard a lawyer lie to a judge, because you are taught, there's a rules of professional conduct, you study it in law school. Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and some of those other lawyers didn't care about that or didn't know about that, didn't have a clue about that. So other lawyers who were more skillful around the country would stand on the courthouse steps, and one of them was Rudy Giuliani. He'd say it was a fraud, it was rigged, we're going to put a stop to it. Then he'd go into court, and this happened with a guy in Pennsylvania too, and the judge would say to him, are you saying it's a fraud and rigged? And no, Your Honor, we're not saying that. You know, and then they'd do technical, they go technical. They'd say, well, Your Honor, when they extended the time for nursing homes to mail back absentee ballots, we felt that was a violation of law. And then you argue about that, and they're wrong, of course. You argue about that. More than 60 judges around the country ruled against them in everything, including Republican judges, mostly Republican judges, including some Trump-appointed judges. But if you're dumb enough and crooked enough to stand on the courtroom steps and say it was rigged and it was fraud, and then go in court on the record, the guy comes in, the bailiff, he says, he knocks and he says, hear ye, hear ye. All persons having business before this honorable court are admonished to draw near and give their attention. This honorable court is now in session. The judge sits down, call the next case. Okay. And then Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell get up on their hind legs. And the judge said, now, are you saying in your briefs that this was rigged and crooked? And they said, yes, Your Honor. And they went on with the big lie. That was immoral. It was false and stupid, but it was very stupid. Because in England, merry old England, they have a fee-shifting law. Whoever wins gets his, of any suit, gets his fees paid, attorney's fees by the loser. That's why there aren't as many lawsuits. If you bring a lawsuit and lose, you got to pay the defendant's attorney's fees, which can be hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. If you win, he has to pay your attorney's fees. Wisconsin, in the United States, the U.S. rule is different. Everybody eats his own attorney's fees, win or lose. There are a couple of exceptions in some race discrimination cases, other discrimination cases, some statutes have fee shifting, but that's rare. In the general case, you eat your own fees, except if the other side has engaged in frivolous conduct, the claims are frivolous, which means they don't even see the light of day, they're so frivolous. For filing a frivolous lawsuit, then you may have to pay the other side's fees for defending it. And what happened was Detroit and Michigan lawyers, the attorney general's office, I assume the corporation counsel or city attorney of Detroit, had to put in long hours, and they monetized it, $175,000. And the judge, the federal judge in Detroit, said, called Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and said, you are going to pay their attorney's fees. And they said, well, wait a minute, they get a salary from the state. There were no attorney's fees. And she said, el wrongo, the money goes to the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit. They hired these people and they had to do this work. She also asked the state bar to investigate revoking their law licenses in Michigan. And she forced them, I'm not kidding, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood to attend classes on the ethical and legal requirements for filing claims. You got that in law school. You get that in law school. Were these people asleep in those classes? No. What they are is they're barracudas. They decided to do what they were going to do. Now, they may have a GoFundMe on this thing. They may go to right-wing groups. Who knows? The problem for them is they're fighting. Lynn Wood has attacked Sidney Powell publicly. And Mike Flynn, believe it or not, called Mike Flynn a communist. Mike Flynn, General Flynn. Lynn Wood is QAnon. Mike Flynn has QAnon tendencies, and Sidney Powell is too. They can't stand each other. But this is a very, very good development. At some point, everybody learns in law school, you cannot file a frivolous case. You file a frivolous case, you may have to pay the other side's attorney's fees. In general, I do not like fee shifting, but in these cases, it's absolutely essential. Absolutely essential. Okay, we're going to the lines. We have 4 minutes. It's got to be quick. We'll start with Bill of Oconomowoc. Bill, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Boy, that was an educational bit you just talked about. I wasn't even aware of that, but thanks for sharing that. And as long as we're talking about bills, a guy that I know has got the first Rebecca sign on I-94 by Pewaukee. I saw it. I actually know the guy personally who's got the sign. And I'm going to use a line from you, and it's a perfect line. She is the Duchess of Foxconn. The Duke of Foxconn is gone. He went over the hill. We probably won't see him. But they left us a bill, just like what you're talking about. And they left us a huge bill. The bare minimum, they owe us a little under $1 billion for all the preparation for Foxconn.
Right, site preparation.
Right. They owe us. And then step two, they owe us for what they did to education in our Department of Natural Resources. So we give them a number. If you know somebody, I'd like to team up. I've got a perfect ad for the Duchess of Foxconn. It's a perfect ad. And I I'm not teasing you. I know people will love it. And thanks to you, you put that title on her, the Duchess. So be aware, the Duchess is around the corner. It's not safe to go back in the water if the Duchess is around.
Right. And you know something, Bill? Mount Pleasant and Racine can't afford that money. You and I are paying for it. Bill, thanks for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend. A little over a minute, my friend. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Matt. And, Bill, that's so cool. And Duchess, hey, is there going to be any ramifications for what Gableman's doing? And the amount of money the Republican Party has wasted in this state in the last 10 years is just, it's out of hand. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, well, listen. It's coming out of your tax dollars and my tax dollars. We pay taxes, $686,000, and Voss isn't reading the invoices, and he says it's flexible, it can go up. And they're hiring a lawyer from Arkansas who represented a woman suing Hunter Biden for paternity. They have a guy that is a science fiction guy, and his claim is that it was a bad election because of a plot in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. Paul, this isn't even plausible what they're doing. It's frivolous. If this were a lawsuit, they'd have to pay attorney's fees. Because they're doing it through Voss and the legislature, you're paying the attorney's fees. And so is Bill of Oconomowoc and everybody else who calls in. That just isn't right. It is not right to pay that much in tax dollars to appease Trump. Listen, this has been a great show, guys. We're coming to the end of it. Have a good weekend. Stand by for great programming all through the day and the weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. In the meantime, I'm signing off for today.